Yeah, we're in the lee of the solar panels.
This is Dahl Feivner, owner of SunCrate Energy.
Birth love solar panel racks for Ness.
We are in a small solar panel infrastructure behind an apartment complex near where Sioux City begins to blur into rural living. As well as owning SunCrate Energy and Hog Power Energy, Dahl farms and runs a construction company. He identifies as a hog farmer.
I find solar panels and corn planters. They each have a special place. Birds love them.
Hello.
This is Melody.
Melody in Wabrick.
Melody lives about 2,500 miles from the shade of the solar panels Dolph and I stood in.
Oh, you're in Iowa. Oh, well, I was born in Iowa also.
Our both being Iowans was pure coincidence. Originally from Osage, Melody moved to Puerto Rico with her husband 40 years ago. I was on one side of a phone call to the S.U. Manuel Ortiz School in Yabacoa, Puerto Rico, and somebody handed her the other side. Her granddaughter is a student at the school. My interest in the school goes back to Dolph, and his interest goes back to Hurricane Maria, an Atlantic hurricane whose winds reached 175 miles per hour and caused the deaths of over 3,000 people in Puerto Rico. For the survivors, it's been a difficult recovery.
Oh, trees everywhere. Trees, power lines, poles. It was really a mess. And thanks to the teachers and some of the parents, well, every day they'd come and pick up and try to get things back in order so that the school could go ahead and be opened again as soon as possible.
But then a road to the school collapsed, preventing the school's reopening and, as it turns out, threatening a permanent closure.
When we chose that school was on the chopping block for consolidation. And when we said, hey, we want to do this school, they said, all right, well, that school can stay.
The public school system in Puerto Rico was under stress before Hurricane Maria struck in 2017. The New York Times reported that in 2016, 167 schools had been shuttered. Following the hurricane, 265 more were closed. Lack of funding and emigration from the island have put pressure on the system, as have political pushes for privatization and waivers, forcing consolidation. Though rural towns in Iowa and beyond haven't altogether suffered a natural disaster as has Puerto Rico, waning populations and funding challenges have forced consolidation in the countryside. For Dolph, who intentionally works with solar power to provide a degree of independence to folks in rural parts of the world, school consolidation represents a loss of an ideal.
You know, when you drive through every small town in Iowa, you look at the school and it's the Schleghorn, you know, go down the list of five towns in one. And the town that didn't get the school, kind of just, you know, kind of drying up.
Behind the saving of the school is another story.
Because I'm a hog farmer in Iowa, right? Hog farmer from Iowa calls up and says, hey, I want to do this, right?
Before there was SunCrate Energy, there was Hog Power Energy.
I came up with this idea, like, for hog confinement.
A self-contained solar system, panels, battery, and all the parts needed, all in a shipping container. In addition to the parts, the box contains an idea that microgrids, grids made up of smaller, smart sources of electricity that can connect to larger traditional grids, can reshape rural life. As Dolph argues, if you can cut your energy costs, whether those costs that you find on your utility bill or those costs to transportation once you implement electric vehicles, then
all of a sudden, the pull to drive to move to town became less of a pull.
When Hurricane Maria struck, the vision of solar systems packaged in shipping containers suddenly could be seen in a new context, not just near hog confinements in Iowa, but near schools in Puerto Rico. But how does a
hog farmer from Iowa
get in touch with the Secretary of Education in Puerto Rico?
Everything is created through personal relationships. I made a personal relationship with a man at Black & Veatch out of Kansas City. I accomplished all kinds of tasks for them to prove I was competent. And then they opened their Rolodex of numbers. And one of their they are the engineering company of choice for Tesla for installing all of the supercharging stations around the United States.
So?
Black & Veatch called.
Hello.
The Secretary of Education in Puerto Rico. And with their name and reputation, in addition to Tesla's and to Canadian Solar's, both of whom partnered with Dolph for this project.
That then perks up the Secretary of Education. And she's like, yeah, we've got the biggest players in the world coming to help our little school in, you know, in Yabacoa, Puerto Rico.
What made Yabacoa, Puerto Rico a good candidate for this microgrid technology making major companies like Black & Veatch and Tesla interested in Dolph's idea was, in part, the insolvency of Puerto Rico's utility. Most utilities faced with disaster in the United States can rely on the Mutual Assistance Program, a voluntary agreement amongst utilities that those not affected by a disaster will bring equipment and workers to the impacted area to quickly rebuild the damaged grid and restore power, work for which the rebuilt utility and its ratepayers will pay for in time. Puerto Rico didn't appear to have the resources to pay the utilities who helped, which has led to a series of governmental contracts which have raised concerns of nepotism and unfair dealings. That and...
These larger engineering companies, their bread and butter has been huge, massive projects. Like, you know, a coal-fired plant that is $1 billion, takes 4 years to build it, right? I mean, those are awesome projects, and those projects are starting to go away.
The United States Energy Information Administration estimates that to build a 650-megawatt coal-fired power plant with 30% carbon sequestration that will go online in 2021, the cost could be $3.3 billion. To build enough solar plants with fixed panels to create the same amount of power, it would be $1.2 billion, and it would go online in 2019, giving solar an advantage. And with Tesla and companies like Tesla ramping up production of batteries, batteries that can communicate when networked, the ability to create and store power, then use it when needed, is here. Dolph's SunGrate, or Hog Power Box, proves that smart microgrids can supplement major grids. The proof is being shown every day at a school in Yabucoa, Puerto Rico. But before that box began proving the idea, it had to be set up. After months of development and building, trial and error, finally having the crate ready to go, Dolph ran into difficulties shipping it to Puerto Rico.
That took me 6 weeks. 6 weeks of my life.
He would call one company and explain that he owned the shipping container.
And they'd be like, yeah, no problem.
And then they'd say, wait a second.
What do you mean your shipping container?
We use our shipping container.
I thought we had this conversation.
But finally, Dolph found
Juan Carlos.
And within 24 hours, his crate was on its way to Puerto Rico. Once there, nothing went smoothly, but Dolph and his team persisted, setting up the equipment, training teachers and administrators on how to use it, racing against the clock as the Secretary of Education, as well as folks from Tesla and the other companies, were coming down to see the battery go online, giving life back to a school that had been closed for a traumatic year.
This task had to be completed when that limo, when that black Suburban rolled in.
But the work was bringing them right up to that time. And then, once done, the battery had to charge. For the system to be fully utilized, the battery must be fully charged. But the Suburban has arrived, speeches are being given.
And literally, as the Secretary of Education called my name, Dolph, come up and tell us about it, the screen blinked. And right, I have this big flat screen TV that shows the schematic on the battery charge, and it just flashes 100%, and it was like, boom. And it was just like, oh, like, don't stand next to me because lightning could strike me. Because man, I got the hot hand. So I just walked up there and we turned, okay, turn it off, and you kill it, and none of the lights go down, and the school's still running, and the air conditioners are humming, and it's just like, yep, yeah, we totally knew this would happen all the time. We had it all. This is great in these microgrids, you know? And so it's just, you know, it's just, we got really lucky.
Dolph stayed in touch with the folks at the school and can view the workings of the crate on his phone. The kids haven't had to be sent home for loss of power, even as Puerto Rico continues to struggle with its macrogrid. And folks like Melody, who see this technology at work every day, are now thinking anew.
I am looking forward to doing the same thing with my home. I'm all for clean energy.
For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.